My name is Daisy. I am only 18 years old. And I like big cocks. Do you have big cock? I love big cocks. You like Spanish girls? You like Spanish pussy?
Oh. know that once a person is perverted, it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. A prime example of one major category are the so-called girly magazines, which sell over 15 million copies a month. These highly colorful magazines picture stark nudity on slick paper. The nakedness, the nudity of these magazines is defended and foisted upon the people by a vociferous minority in our society. They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage. But actually, these magazines not only display complete nudity, they do so in a perverted manner. Such as these shots, which are typical of the preoccupation with a female breast, to a point that it has become a fetish. And this one, with its overtones of bestiality and with lesbian implications. And again, the breast fetish. Obviously, young girl, her clothes, the disarray of sexual activity, the stimulus of alcohol indicated by the tumbler placed on her stocking. However, it's been well stated that very few blind people join the nudist colony. Then we come to a terribly sad indictment of our society. These magazines with a homosexual viewpoint and poses are often not understood by many youngsters who take them as instruction of body development. But psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure of even the normal male adult to this type of publication, though he may not be aware of its true nature, will nevertheless pervert. Sexual sadism, erotic, how to buy a whipping, strange flagellation cult, confessions of a sadist. What is fetishism? Sexual problems of a masochist. This picture is not one typical of the physique magazine. It approaches another class of magazines dealing with transvestites, wherein the wearing of female garments is that which provides sex gratification for the participants. Famous transvestites. Are cross-dressers afraid of sex? The pleasure of pain, the worship of the whip. And thus, the grotesque costuming and the significance of the extreme spike heel and the tight boot. The riding crop. The burning cigarette. rubber and leather garments. And all the rest.
Mm-hmm. whatever. At the time, you know, I wasn't pressing the issue or nothing, so I pushed him away or whatever. But we all kick it together, you know. We constantly making passes at each other and all that. So now I'm just like, what's up? You know, you want to do it or you don't?
Oh. Line presents StraightBoysFucking.com. This is a 20-second preview clip located at StraightBoysFucking.com/promo/788-790. One hole, get her done. So you can tell this is going to be a threesome. The clip starts out with the three friends all sitting next to each other on a leather couch. The woman is a dirty blonde. Aubrey. Linus's lap so that her thighs and breasts are touching his knee, while she takes Keller's penis deep into her mouth. This goes on for a little while. Linus reaches forward to touch Keller, and then the scene flashes to both of the men sitting on the couch while Aubrey kneels and takes one of them into her mouth. So that one of the men is lying over her and penetrating her. She has her hand on his shaved head and her other hand on the other man who is behind the man penetrating her. So they are all three in a pile of very enjoyable sex. They're all very concentrated on each other and touching each other's bodies. To find a rhythm, and then the preview clip switches to the end where both men are stroking their penises and ejaculating over her belly and her breasts. She has a huge smile on her face and she is watching the ejaculate land on her skin. Her knee comes into the frame as she adjusts to make sure it lands where she wants it, and that is the end of the clip. This has been a Porn for the Blind presentation of StraightBoysFucking.com. This was a 20-second preview clip located at StraightBoysFucking.com/promo/2nd88. Oh.
I think I'm in there.
Okay.
I'm in the floor.